אנשים רגילים לחשוב שהקרינה מסוכנת, כל זה לא קיים?
הקרינה שנפלטת ממכשירים סלולריים זה קרינה אלקטרומגנטית שמה שנקרא לא מייננת. מה זה אומר לא מייננת? זאת אומרת שהיא לא יכולה ליצור שינויים במולקולות שלנו, בחומרים שמרכיבים אותנו.
אז איך, רגע, אז איך המחקרים הישנים הראו שהיא כן משפיעה על איברים פנימיים?
אז זהו, מה שהיא כן יכולה לעשות...
הוא עושה סרטן בעכברים, נכון? זה חלק מהמחקרים שיצאו.
ככה. מה שהקרינה הזאת כן עושה, היא כן יכולה לחמם, בדומה לקרינת המיקרוגל. היא גורמת למולקולות לרטוט קצת יותר, זה גורם לפליטה של חום, ולכן היא יכולה לגרום לאיזשהו חימום מקומי.
At the time that the study was conducted, there was the assumption, and this is important, that the only effect from this type of radiation would be heating, because this is non-ionizing radiation. It doesn't break chemical bonds. We wanted to challenge that hypothesis. Is there an effect that is not due to heating? We wanted to do this where we considered heating wouldn't be the effect. So we did what we called a thermal pilot study. in which we exposed animals to various power levels and had temperature measurements taken because we wanted to keep the body temperature rise to less than 1 degree centigrade because that's the basis for the cell phone regulation guidelines.
The findings were schwannomas of the heart, which is that a malignant tumor? Can you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then gliomas in the brain, is that correct?
That is correct.
Are schwannomas and or gliomas uncommon? Is that
yes, okay? Yes, these are uncommon. There was also a disease of the heart called a cardiomyopathy. It's a disease of the muscle tissues in the heart. There was DNA damage in the brains. The FDA said we can't apply this information to humans. Well, they didn't give a reason. They just made that statement, just made the claim, this is not applicable to humans, which actually makes no sense since FDA nominated it so that we could do a quantitative risk assessment for humans. So FDA has essentially shirked their responsibility and did not fulfill the intention of their nomination. When you see these types of effects, we now know that that first assumption that the study was designed to challenge, that assumption is wrong. The assumption that the only effect can be heating of that tissue is wrong since we've tried to control the temperature effect to the extent possible. So seeing multiple effects says that we can't rely on assumptions now when we're talking about wireless devices.